Welcome to the third episode of Garland County Locker Room, brought to you by the Sentinel Records Sports Department. I'm sports reporter Christian Collins, and you'll also hear the voice of sports editor James Lee on this episode. James spoke with Hot Springs head coach Daryl Barnett and Fountain Lake head coach Kenny Shelton to preview the Trojans versus the Cobras. I spoke with Lakeside head coach Jared McBride and Lake Hamilton head coach Tommy Gillerin to preview the Rams versus the Wolves. There's really not a better way to start off the high school football season than with two rivalry games between in-county opponents.
How are you doing today?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, for sure. And just before we dive right into the preview of the Lake Hamilton game, you know, just how's your team adjusting to being back to school and playing football as well as focusing on school?
There's a lot going on these last couple of weeks. You know, it's hot. It's a lot of distractions, but our kids have adjusted well. We've had to adjust our practice times a little bit. We've been coming in early in the morning to get as much done as we can before it gets too hot. And the kids have done well with their school adjustments and, you know, just excited to get to play a game.
Just looking ahead to Lake Hamilton Friday, what is your team looking forward to in a big rivalry matchup?
For us, you know, it's the first game of the year, so everyone's excited. It really doesn't matter who you're playing. But, you know, to add that it's Lake Hamilton and it's just a big game. You know, there's a lot of competition between our schools and different academic and athletic events. It's going to be another good challenge come Friday night.
What's the atmosphere been like around your team towards the end of last week and just the start of this week, kicking off game week this week?
And we had a good scrimmage early last week, and then we were able to make some corrections and get kids on the field moving around a little bit, and then, you know, dive in on Monday to our game plan and prep for Lake Hamilton. So it's been an exciting week, and you can kind of feel the excitement building.
Yeah, and you mentioned to me the team is pretty even keel when it comes to big matchups like this. How do you manage that, and just how do you make sure your team isn't getting too hyped up to maybe where they lose focus?
Sure. I think that a team follows the lead of the head coach, and I'm kind of built that way. We're going to be pretty even keel and businesslike, and we'll get excited in the right opportunity. But right now it's just making sure that we've got our assignments right and we're trying to get ourselves ready to play.
You know, just on paper and after the year they had last year, Lake Hamilton's just a good football team. Just what are some of the hardest aspects of playing them?
Sure, they're always big and physical. They're well coached. They're going to be in the right spot and not make many mistakes. And for that, makes for a tough team to beat. So we've got a large challenge ahead of ourselves come Friday night, but our kids will be up to it.
Yeah, and just what has your team been working on, you know, over these last few days to just kind of prepare for Lake Hamilton and the challenge that they bring?
Sure. Their style of offense is a little different than we see each week. So you got to tweak some things and change a few things to get people in the right position to play. So we've had to do that. You know, offensively, we're still trying to grow and progress. You know, we've got some kids in spots that hadn't played there before and they still got a lot to learn. So we're just trying to sharpen our tool bag a little bit and make sure we're ready for the ball game.
Yeah, and just flipping it over to your side, just what do you expect your team to do well on Friday?
You know, for us last year, we shot ourselves in the foot early in the game and we turned the ball over and we gave up two long drives for touchdowns and we were down 21-0 before we knew what was going on. And we fought back hard and played well and got within a touchdown and had the ball in the fourth quarter. So as a chance to win, we just kind of harp on that of being able to start fast and get on the board early and kind of have a different start to the game this year. And I think if that happens, we'll be okay.
Yeah. And how can your team look to your senior leader quarterback, Jordan Mills, and just what is he trying to tell his offense during this week of practice?
Sure. I think they just see the way he works and how hard he works and the time that he puts in and know that he wants to win for the Rams. And with that, they follow and they put in that extra work and they all trust each other. They've played ball together for a long time. And, you know, we've just got to keep coming together.
Yeah, and, you know, just before the game on Friday, if you had to deliver a message to your fans, your communities, what would you kind of tell them?
for us, it's going to be, you know, come out and support our team on Friday at Lake Hamilton. You're going to see a good football team in the Rams that are on the field. It's going to make you proud to be a Ram. We got a lot of school spirit, a lot of pride in our program, and great support. And we're going to show up on Friday night. So looking forward to a great night. Go Rams.
All right. Thank you for hopping on the podcast.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
How are you doing today?
Really good. You know, other than it being really hot outside, it's been a good week, been a good couple weeks. So yeah, it's been good.
Yeah. And just when I talked to Coach McBride over at Lakeside, I just asked him, how's this team adjusting, not only getting back into football, but just getting back into the swing of things with school and balancing that school and sports life? You know, how do you think your team's doing with that?
Yeah, pretty good. You know, and I think they want to get back to normal. I think they want pep rallies and all the other different things that school has just to make it fun. And so I think they want to go back to school, you know, and a lot of them love being around people and the exchange of, you know, the social aspect of school. So I think overall they like doing school. Now, some don't, but overall most of them do. They like the social aspect of hanging out with their friends and then, of course, girls. So those kids enjoy those type of things.
Yeah, and just looking ahead to the game Friday, obviously it's a big rivalry game. Just how is your team looking forward to that game?
Yeah, I mean, they're excited. You know, it's a big rival game for this community. And these kids, too, you know, since they know most of the kids over there, they have personal relationships with them. And so I'm sure they're talking back and forth a little bit about, you know, what we're going to do and what they're going to do. And so it's a huge deal for this community, and I know for Lakeside, too.
Yeah, and do your guys get pretty fired up since it's a big rivalry game, or just what's the atmosphere been like around your team kind of this week and then the last week?
I mean, yeah, they've been working really hard. I don't have to motivate them for this week. You know, this week here for sure, you know, we'll have a large group of fans, and so will they, and it'll be a good environment for a high school football game. So, no, they don't have to motivate them. They're ready to go from last week on. They've been thinking about Lakeside and what they can do and how they'll play next Friday.
How do you manage that hype and stuff, but, you know, also make sure your guys are level-headed?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and that's, you know, we just tell them we got to come to work each week, and that's what our kids have done. You know, we don't focus on, you know, that aspect. We just focus on our position and what we're doing and how can we get better for Friday. And so, you know, each day we, weightlift and practice and just get ready for the game. And our kids look at one game at a time and just know that it's part of the process. Is this the first game of the year? But it's a huge one. But we need to make sure we're ready to do what we need to do for Friday night.
Yeah, and moving into the game itself on the field, just what challenges does Lakeside bring?
Oh, wow, yeah. You know, probably offensively, it's probably, skill-wise, most they've ever had. You know, probably the only difference is, you know, they had a quarterback last year that played for 2 years. Now, this one here, he's a good one too, but he's not a two-year starter. You know, this is a first-year starter. So that's one advantage we may have is that, you know, he has not played in a big game like this yet. Where, you know, last year that kid's played in two big games. But they do have some really good skill kids with two really good running backs. And then they have four really good receivers. And so we're going to be challenged on defense because of the amount of speed that they have, but also the ability they have. And so defensively, we're going to have to, you know, limit the possession, but also, you know, when we have a chance to make a play, we got to make a play. And then, of course, offensively, we've got to score every drive if we're going to keep up with these guys because they're that good. Because we know we may give up some here and there, but overall, offensively, we've got all our kids back that were in the backfield. Now, we had to replace, you know, four linemen, counting tight end. And so we've kind of figured that out, and I feel like we have a chance to be really good on offense.
And how do you get your defense ready, team that can hit you on the ground or in the air? You know, there are multiple ways that Lakeside can score.
Just play Arkadelphia, and that's what we did. Arkadelphia has they have a Division I running back, and we had to tackle that kid. He's similar to the kid from Lakeside. And then they've got really fast receivers at Arkadelphia. And so our scrimmage game really helped us get ready for Lakeside because of the speed that Arkadelphia has. But then, you know, you add that big running back they had, it's going to be similar to tackling the kid from Lakeside.
Yeah, and what has your team kind of been doing in this week in practice to prepare for the game?
Yeah, you know, just the basic stuff, fix things that we didn't do well at Arkadelphia game, and then also improve on our other aspects of the game, whether it's catching or throwing or, you know, then defensively doing the little things and, you know, whatever the coverage is, make sure we know exactly who we have and what we're doing. And then working on, you know, getting off the box. Just all the aspects of getting ready for a regular season game.
Yeah, the high expectations, you know, kind of surrounding the team this season and what you want your players to do, just what's the importance of starting the season strong, especially against Lakeside at home?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, we don't want to lose any games, and it starts this Friday. It's very important for us to come out excited and hyped for this game, knowing that we need to go out there and perform at our best so that we can, you know, shine a light on what these kids have worked hard all summer and all spring. In all the things they did to get ready for this football season.
Yeah, and just having home field advantage Friday, what will that add to the experience of the game?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, we have our locker room. We get, you know, they can relax here. They don't have to get on a hot bus. And even though it's a short drive, it's just getting hot and then going to somebody else's locker room. So, you know, that aspect of that and just being used to the field that they play on every day, even though it is turf. It's, you know, some turf is different than others. They're used to this turf.
How are you guys doing this week?
I'm doing good, other than just, you know how it is, trying to get ready for a difficult offense, you know. I tell people all the time, the spread offense is easy to game plan for. You're going against that old school offense, the wing team. You got to be disciplined. You got to be in the right spot. You got to do everything. So it's fun, you know. It's game week. Our guys are tired of hitting on each other, so it's time to see where we're at. So it's an exciting time.
What about you, Kenny?
Yeah, same thing here, you know, just, you know, we're fighting the heat, fighting injuries, you know, fighting numbers. Seems like we're always fighting. So, you know, trying to get ready for that vaunted defense of Hot Springs. They got a pretty good defense up there. And, Just trying to simulate that. I had to play defensive end today, so.
Getting back into the old days. There you go.
I had to play a little scout team today. My scout team guy just wasn't simulating anything near what we're going to see Thursday. So I had to get out there and kind of show those old guys, or the I should say the young guys, us old guys can still, we still got a little in the tank.
All right, coach. I'll be coaching from the wheelchair on the sideline Thursday night.
Coach B, start off, you know, obviously I'm not going to ask you anything specific about, you know, what y'all are going to do, but what is your main focus, you know, offensively going up against Fountain Lake?
Shoot, finish and just take care of the little things, man. Of course, coach watched the scrimmage, man. We was able to drive up and down, but we never could finish, or it was some miscommunication on one guy that can lead to a pick six, or it can be miscommunication between the running backs and the upfront guys, and it ends up in a sack that kills his drive. Man, just the little things, and we've been harping on that since last year. But, you know, we go back to Magnolia. We have beat 6 out of 8 quarters, but we have lost those games. And it's that one quarter when you're facing adversity and those little things get in the way. You got to be able to overcome it, so. We just got to take care of everything. And it's not just offense, man. You're talking about special teams now. You know, that's the big thing early, you know, special teams being live and, you know, guys doing their assignment. You know, offense and defense, you've been doing that all year. And now you got to incorporate that special team phase. So, you know, it's a big challenge, man. So, well, you know, it's fun. It's fun. We're ready to play.
How about you, Kenny?
You know, same thing. It, you know, we perform fairly well, you know, in our scrimmage, but you know, we played a team in Magnet Cove that could not simulate Hot Springs team speed at all. We were actually faster than Magnet Cove, and we're not used to being faster than anybody. So I think that kind of gave our guys a little false security in our success against them, and you know, trying to get focus, you know, for a really good team, really well coached team, and you know, I'm really looking forward to the challenge. I know it's going to help us get better for conference for sure. You know, we saw some good things last week, but it's early on. You know, our guys got to learn how to finish blocks, wrap up, and tackle. We had a lot of missed tackles. You know, all those things that you wish you had more time to get ready for. But you know, game's almost here, so we gotta roll.
Yeah. You know, I know that numbers wise, you don't have nearly as many as Hot Springs does. How is that affecting your game plan defensively?
It affects us daily. You know, we've got 28 on the roster, and I've got three guys that's out right now, two guys that's out for the year, and one guy that we hope to get back here in about 3 or 4 weeks. You know, and then you just have a few more little dings, and then now you got some of us old coaches out there having to play scout team. So it makes us adjust practice. You know, I'm not able to go as hard as I want to. You know, worried about injuries, and to run our style of offense, you got to be very physical. And normally we like to be physical every practice. Whereas now we've got to kind of pick and choose our spots and try to be as healthy as possible from week in to week out.
Yeah. Darrell, I know that, you know, you hang your hat on the defense. You're a defensive minded guy. What are you doing to get ready for Thursday?
Man, we got to get ready for those backs. Not only the backs, man, but the offensive line. And, you know, I know everyone likes the big guy. Was 74, I think. I like the center, I think. 53 to play his middle linebacker. You know, I like him. He's a smaller, undersized lineman, man. But I just like kids that play hard, man, and going to try to give you a great effort. And he stands out on family then. You look at the fullback, number 5, man, he's what, state holder and power cleaner. He's strong, so arm tackle is not going to work. You know, and when you look at Glenn Rose, the drive, I think they scored on it. We missed 5 tackles, you know. So you got to wrap up, and then you got 4 who displayed a lot. You know, and he got speed that can take it the distance. But, you know, 4 show it out, but you still got 5 back then. I think that's the bell cow, and he's strong, tough. You know, that's the guy. So they got some weapons. And not only that, you saw the quarterback, he sneaks to the end for about 20-some yards. And
I think it's great when you get to play a team that's just right down the road. You know, some of our – you know, I know my son works with some of the players from Hot Springs, and they've been kind of jawing back and forth at each other for the last few weeks. And in all good fun, you know. A lot of our kids know some of theirs, and you know, this is the one week out of the year, you know, we're rooting against each other, and you know, the rest of the year we're pulling for Hot Springs and hope they do well. And I think it's a neat thing to allow the Garland County to come out and see two good football programs and right in our backyard. There's a lot of good football here in Garland County.
Yeah. Darrell, what about you? I know that this year and last year both wasn't a lot of pomp and circumstance like there was a couple of years ago. But, you know, how do you feel about this rivalry overall?
I like it. You know, I hate that we can't do the whole week build-up thing like it's normally been, you know, and I understand it. But it's fun, and you don't really think about it until you do the numbers, man. And I remember talking to Malvern. I remember talking to Malvern one day about, you know, scheduling a non-conference game, and they was kind of concerned about the gate. And they mentioned, you know, well, we make 9,000 against, you know, Lake Hamilton. And one year we made 12,000, you know, it found like. So it was a lot of people that showed up. It's a lot of people that shows up and support, room for both squads. So it's fun, and then they're well coached, and they're fun kids. You know, you don't got to deal with all the, you know how it is when you play some rivalries, man. They get chippy, they get dirty. Kids get to do whatever they want to in the coach. You know, that this is the fun one. You know, I can go on about some of the other ones that, you know, some kids are not coachable, but this is the fun one, man. And hopefully we display a good show for the community.
Yeah. You know, how is your team health? I mean, is everybody, you know, in good shape? I know first game of the season, everybody should be healthy, but I know with scrimmages and everything getting ready, there's always a chance somebody gets hurt.
Man, we're a lineman. I told one of the coaches today in JV, we're a lineman away from canceling JV. You know, like I said, you know, we had some, but it's different, you know. It's different showing up every day, weight room, you know, being accountable. You're a big guy. You got to get out there. It's different. You know, them skill guys got a ton of those. I think if we got 52 kids on the team, 12, maybe. I might be 13, maybe be old lineman. You know, maybe be lineman. So we're underclassmen too. So you look at it, you don't want to play your starters every JV game and end up messing up the season. So skill guys, we got enough, but it's the lineman that I wish we had more of, you know, just to be honest with you.
Yeah. Kenny, you kind of mentioned this earlier. You got three guys out and then one you ought to get back. How is that looking? And, you know, how are the guys feeling going into this one?
Well, you know, we just had from our scrimmage game, we didn't have any key injuries. We just had some bumps and bruises. But, you know, that's something with our numbers, that's a concern week in and week out. And, you know, we try to cross train as many of our guys as possible to play as many positions as we can. And conditioning is the biggest issue right now. And, you know, we've got eight or nine guys that are going consistently both ways. Hopefully the weather will be cooperative Thursday night and we can be able to be almost as strong in the fourth quarter as we are in the first quarter.
Yeah. Daryl, what about your guys?
Yeah, they'll be pumped. I mean, both squads. It's one of them games where once you step out there on the field, man, and, you know, you look at Fountain Lake Stadium and you see all the fans and it's going to be a packed house. It's people at the game live, ready to go. Kids will be ready for it. I think it's going to be controlling those emotions and, you know, folks sitting on doing your job and, you know, being a team player. So it's fun, man.
All right. Well, I appreciate y'all guys taking a few minutes to talk to me.
Thanks for tuning in to our episode previewing two intriguing in-county rivalry games. I'm sure the community, fans, players, and coaches are all itching to get back on the field, and what a way to kick off week one. Our next episode will be released Sunday, August 29th, as James and I will run through a scoreboard show recapping the week's action. If you like our content, please consider subscribing to this podcast to have it delivered to your device as soon as it becomes available. You can find Garland County Locker Room on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, and Spotify.